Welcome to this week's podcast from Gospel Lighthouse Church in Blytheville, Arkansas. Let's welcome Pastor JC, Senior and Lead Pastor of Gospel Lighthouse Church.
Isaiah 53 and verse 4 and verse 5, one of my favorite passages of scriptures. He says, "Surely he, Jesus, has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Jesus, him, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." If you can, Caleb, go to the slide. "By his stripes we are healed." How many are grateful for the stripes, Jesus? We just witnessed a video of Christ taking the stripes for us. And tonight I want to talk to you about "By his stripes we are healed." Our subject is going to be concentrating on the healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for this time, this prayer service that you've given to us on this Good Friday. I just pray that you will bless us and honor us, and let this word go forth and teach us something about you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen. I want to talk to you a little bit about some things, some four elements. I want to talk to you tonight about the crown of thorns, the whipping post, the cross, and the vinegar. There are symbols that were used in the death of Christ. The crown of thorns, the whipping post, the cross, and the vinegar. They're significant. Each one of them are so significant in the story of Jesus' crucifixion, representing Christ's suffering and Christ's sacrifice. And so when I think of Christ giving his all for us, that's what I want to do. I want to give my all to Jesus. I want to give my best for him. Every opportunity that I have to stand before you as a pastor, to stand or to pray or whatever it may be, I want to give my best to Christ. Don't you? And so we look at these things. We look at the crown of thorns, which mocks Jesus' claim of kingship. We look at the whipping post while he's being whipped, and the cross that he was hung on, how it depicts the violence and the pain. I couldn't imagine the pain that was inflicted upon Christ. And then you see the vinegar toward the end as he's on the cross. The vinegar is offered to Jesus while he is dying. And then all of these things, especially the vinegar, how they bring a great symbol to each and every one of us. And I believe tonight that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about these symbols. First of all, the crown of thorns. I find this incredible. And so when we talk about the crown of thorns, what I want to do tonight is I want to pray for our purpose and identity. That's what a crown represents. A crown not only represents authority, but it also represents our identity. When people see you, the first thing they look at is your face. They want to recognize who you are. But we also are given purpose. And so tonight, we're going to take a few moments, if everyone will, and let's pray for our purpose and identity, that it will not be convoluted, that it will not be distorted, but that we will find true purpose and true identity in Christ. Let's pray tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful, Lord, for purpose. We're so thankful for identity. It's not what other people say we are, or opinions, or the things that we are to do, but it's what you've called us to do and who you've called us to be. And so we pray tonight for our purpose. First of all, we pray, Lord, that our purpose will become clear, and that, Father, we will run with the calling and the election and make it sure and steadfast. And we know how the enemy, Father, will do everything in his power to try to distort our purpose and get us involved in things perhaps are not what you've called us to be involved in, to come in agreement with things perhaps that you've not called us to come in agreement with. So help us, Lord, to have discernment. And help us, once that we found that purpose and understand our purpose, help us to run with it. Help us to defend it. Help us to have it established, rooted so deep, God, in our lives that we will not allow the enemy to come and steal it. We pray for our identity in Christ. We know how important it is to see ourselves through the Word of God. And our Word is our life. The Word of God is our life. And so we pray for identity. Help us, God, not to follow the plan of others, not the plan of what our parents may have said, plan of what other people may have said, but your plan for our life. And shape our identity with your word. Shape our identity with your covenant, with your commitment toward us as we've committed to you. And we thank you, Lord. And I know, Father, there's so much confusion in our children today. So much confusion where the enemy wants to distort and even dismantle identity. But help children today know who they are called to be. Know that they are very special, that they are loved and cared for in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise and glory. When I look at the crown of thorns, it's often depicted as a twisted crown of thorns. You think about that. It was placed, not just placed, the Bible says placed, but it was smashed on Jesus' head. And it was a symbol of mockery, a symbol of humiliation. But it's a cruel reminder, and I think we need to realize this, that the reason they did that is to mock kingship, to try to mock in a way, discredit that he is not the king as he said he was. And this manifestation of Roman soldiers tried to degrade him by doing that. I find this really interesting that it could have been anything. Sister Pam, this crown could have been made of anything, any type of vegetation. But God allowed it to become a crown of thorns. Now, if you remember back in the book of Genesis, what was one of the first pictures of a curse? The cursed ground, and that the cursed ground would bring forth what? Bring forth thorns, bring forth thistles. And so the crown of thorns was a symbol of an earthly crown. And so that was a mockery. But now I'm going to tell you that Jesus is not wearing that earthly crown anymore. Jesus is adorned with a heavenly crown. Amen? A golden crown. We're grateful for that. We see something that takes place next is the whipping post. How cruel this had to be. It's not only to just to be tied and having to lean on this post and be scourged with a cat of nine tails. With these cat of nine tails had glass and bone and all different things, rocks and stuff that were attached to it. But to be have this done publicly in front of the people that you love, the people that you preached. Listen, I know this is Good Friday. But in my perspective, there was nothing good about Friday for Jesus. It was a horrible day. Not only is he being crucified, but he is being betrayed. And that has to be one of the hardest things. And then he is feeling so isolated on the cross to the point that he's thinking to himself that maybe the Father has even abandoned him. It's amazing tonight to think all the things. And so what is the whipping post? Well, it's a prayer. Our prayer for the whipping post is for healing and miracles. By his stripes we are healed. So let's pray right now for healings. How many need healing? I need healings. I'm having a difficulty standing here even tonight because of the dizziness that goes on. But I'm praying for healings. I believe in the authority of his word. So let's together pray that God would visit Gospel Lighthouse Church and our families and our lives and our communities with a power of healing and miracles. Let's all pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we pray in agreement. You said if there be two or three gathered in your name, you are in the midst. And I have felt a special, one of the most powerful anointings that I've ever felt behind this pulpit. It's here tonight. And Lord, we pray for healings and miracles to manifest in our services and in our lives. Lord, we command arthritis. We command high blood pressure. We command knees that are out of place. We command sinuses and ear problems and whatever it may be, physical ailments. You said in your word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. And we stand through the authority of your word that by your stripes we are healed. And Lord, we thank you for the healing that you have given to us. We thank you already. We confess it and profess it. That we confess, Christ, that you are our Savior and our healer. And we profess today, Lord, that we are healed in Jesus' name. So forgive us where we have had doubt. Forgive us where we have failed in believing you. We believe, help our unbelief. And so bless us tonight, God, in these times of prayer as we pray for healing and miracles. Not only physical healing, but Father, emotional healing, spiritual healing, marital healing, family healing. Father, healing in our minds, Father, that our lives 100% will line up to you. We pray healing in our nation. You said if your people, which are called by your name, would humble themselves, would pray, would seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you would hear from heaven, you would heal our land, and you would forgive our sins. And so tonight we come to you expecting not what President Trump can do, but what Jesus will do, because we trust in you, our Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen. Before being crucified, Jesus was subjected to flogging. It was a brutal form of torture. This act was a prelude to the physical pain and the suffering that he would experience on the cross. There were three areas. Now, you may have never heard this before, but I want to show you something amazing. There were three primary areas of the body where the stripes were born, where the guards would specifically hit three areas on a body. One third was on the left shoulder, one third was on the right shoulder, and the final one third was not on the back, as many would say, but it was actually on the breast of Christ. You can imagine how it would, the cat of nine tails, the whips, the ends of it would just grip and pull the flesh back, and as it would come across his back, it would come on his breast and it would pull. Christ was struck 13 times on his left shoulder. He was struck 13 times on his right shoulder. He was struck 13 times on his back. Do you realize that there is a prophetic parallel that we cannot miss here? Because we learn that during Pesach, which is Passover, the blood of the lamb was smeared in three locations of the doorpost. It was smeared on the left doorpost, the right doorpost, and then upon the upper center mantle. That is an emblem and a representation of what would have happened to Christ. Also, we see something a little interesting. We learn that on the Pesach meal, or the Jewish Passover meal, there was a bread that God ordered everyone to make. It was called matzah. And it was baked without leaven. But what is interesting about this matzah bread is that it had stripes across the front and the back of the bread, of this unleavened bread. This bread is the picture of Jesus, that he is the bread that came down from heaven. He is the bread of life. I'm grateful for that. Number three, we see one of the most significant features of all Christians throughout the whole land is the cross. Levi shared something with me today. I had no idea. He said this is the first time in almost 200 years that Easter or Resurrection Sunday, Holy Week, is celebrated by different religions all on the same week and the same day. It's incredible. Don't you think that God is trying to speak something to his people? He's preparing us. But the cross, what is the cross a symbol of? Well, we're going to pray tonight, as the cross is the prayer for our devotion and dedication. Just as Jesus told all of them, he said, take up your cross and follow me. And how important it is to be committed to Christ and have a true, authentic, genuine devotion to him, a dedication to him. So let's pray. Let's pray tonight for our devotion and a dedication, but then not only ours, but also of others. Let's do that in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we look at the cross, a symbol of selflessness, a symbol of taking up what may seem difficult at times. And so we pray for our devotion and our dedication before you. We pray, Father, that our devotion to you would be exactly what you want, that we would be 100% sold out to serving you, to living for you every day that we can, because we know that our time is short. our dedication to you, that you will check us, Father. You will begin to examine us and help us to see how important it is to be dedicated in every aspect of our life. And there are times that we feel tired. There are times that we don't want to come to church and we are distracted, or perhaps we want to enjoy pleasures and other things. But Father, help us, God, to keep our priorities straight. Help us remain corrected through your word. Forgive us where we have failed, Father. We want our devotion and our dedication to be exactly what you would have it to be. Lord, we don't want to be the Laodiceans, a compromising church, a lukewarm church, Father. We want to be making our mind up at this moment to serve you. Just as Christ was so devoted to the walkway, the road to Calvary, devoted to all of us, that he would not give in, he would not give out, he would not give up. Help us to have that type of commitment, that type of dedication to you, because we understand the difference tonight between relationship and fellowship. And yes, Father, we have a relationship with you, but there have been times we've been out of fellowship with you. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation, and help us, Father, tonight have a commitment more than we've ever had, especially as we see the day approaching. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody says, amen. The cross itself is the ultimate symbol of sacrifice and suffering. I can't imagine what he had went through. Jesus was nailed to the cross. He's enduring excruciating pain as he bore the weight not only of his own body, but the weight of humanity's sins. The last one, vinegar, the vinegar. This is interesting because we read that as Jesus is dying, he's taking his final breaths, they're mixing vinegar with other types of ingredients, and they're putting it to his mouth, and he's refusing it. He's not wanting to take of that what they have made. And there's perhaps reasons behind that. But I see something that is taking place. If you remember, one of the few words, sentences, phrases that Jesus said on the cross was this phrase, "I thirst." I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty for God. I'm thirsty for the river of God, the fountain of living water. I don't want to go through like we do almost every Sunday and Wednesday, go through the motions. I truly want a visitation from the fountain of life. How about you? And so this is the vinegar, our subject tonight being the stripes. By his stripes we're healed. The vinegar, we want to pray for revival and renewed passion. So let's pray tonight for revival. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We know that the word, the term revival, means bringing the dead things back to life. And Father, I pray for revival in Gospel Lighthouse Church. I pray for revival in each family. I pray for a genuine revival that goes beyond the margins and the barriers of man, that it's created not through a song, that it's created not through a personality, that it's not created through a name other than the name of Jesus Christ. And so revive us again. Bring that what is dead at Gospel Lighthouse Church back to life. Help us, Father, from the pulpit to the pew, from the pastor, the senior lead pastor, who is myself, all the way to the smallest baby that would come through these doors. Revive us, Father. Revive us again. Just as Elijah would speak to these dry bones and command from the north, the south, the east, and the west that the wind of the holy, the Ruach HaKodesh, the recovery of breath would breathe upon that nation, breathe upon this nation, breathe upon us and revive us. Let there not be an excuse. We know, Father, if it's important, we'll find a way. If not, we'll find an excuse. Help us, Lord, to have revival. like never before, where blinded eyes are open, where the lame are walking, where deaf ears are opening. Father, you're no respecter of persons. It's happening all in other nations. It's happening. Great revivals are happening throughout this world, and we don't want to miss that ladder, that presence of God, that latter rain. Lord, your presence fill us. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll bless revival. Now renew our passion. Renew our passion where we've become lethargic. Father, where we become lax. Renew our passion. Help us to have a passion. As this is Passion Week, help us, Father, to have a passion. Help us to have that passion as Christ did. Passion to see the lost, to seek and to save that which is lost. Father, love us to be passion, more passionate about Christ than we are about the New York Yankees. More passionate about Christ and the love of God and the peace and the joy and the hope of God. More than our jobs, more than just our ordinary things. Renew passion in us like never before. Forgive us, Father, where we have failed. And we ask you, God, that you will show us grace and mercy in these last days. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Well, as Jesus was dying on a cross, he was offered vinegar. It was a sour drink, and it was mixed with other ingredients like herbs or spices. But this gesture, even though it doesn't seem real significant, it maybe seem insignificant, but it symbolizes what I have been saying. It symbolizes Christ's thirst, his thirst and his suffering, as well as the degradation and pain that he was enduring. His death was not in vain. Everything that I've read to you tonight was not in vain. He did this for all humanity, that we might not only know salvation and thank God we'll be in heaven together, but that we other could lead the lost, that we could have the privilege of leading others to Christ. These elements collectively represent the suffering and sacrifice of Jesus, which highlights his humility and willingness to endure pain for the sake of all. I don't want to allow my pain to keep me from the promise that God has for my life. I don't want to allow anything to come between me and God, his purpose for me. That's painful. I know it hurts. But you know what? God's grace is sufficient for us. In our weakness, his strength is made perfect. Therefore, I gladly rejoice in his infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest. The power of Christ, that is resurrection power, Brother Jeff, may rest upon our lives. I believe we'll see the dead rise again. I believe we'll see the resurrection power of Christ in these last days. It will happen at Gospel Lighthouse Church. It will happen in the local markets. It will happen throughout the streets. God is not, we're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. He's looking for us to say, okay, God, here I am. Just as Isaiah said, here am I, send me. How do I apply this to my life? I'm going to show you what I believe God is speaking to us right now in this message, that by his stripes we are healed. Look at Romans 8. It's going to be on your screen. Romans 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yet rather that he is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, right this moment, who also makes intercession for us? That's what you and I have been doing this moment, making intercession for others through prayer. This is what Jesus is doing for us at this moment right now, making intercession for us. Look at 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. nay or no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So how do I apply this? My application tonight is simple. We are more than conquerors through Jesus. Let's stand together throughout this room. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for Good Friday. No, it wasn't good for Christ. In fact, the only time that Jesus ever mentions the term good is when he calls you, Father, the good, good Father. None is good but God. Good Friday wasn't a good Friday for you, Christ, but for us, it turned out to be not only good, but great, spectacular. But we see the suffering Christ today. We are not mourning, but we're thankful. We're thankful that Christ died for us, that we might have eternal life. And so, Father, as we come together in prayer and we're interceding for our church, for our finances, for our future, God, you would hear our prayers, and that, Lord, you would see the people at Gospel Lighthouse Church tonight on this beautiful Friday evening have come to honor you. Will you bless us tonight? Will you bring healing? Healing in our land. Healing in our body. Healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are more than conquerors through Christ. So we have no reason, Father, tonight to be depressed. We have no reason tonight to be frustrated. We have no reason tonight to be disappointed or discouraged, because we are made more than conquerors through Christ. Help us to champion that thought the remainder of this night and in this weekend. And when we feel down, when we feel lost, when we feel isolated, when we feel abandoned or lonely, let us remember how lonely it was for you, Christ, to be on the cross. And just a reflection that, Father, you will bring good days ahead. You will bring bright days ahead, because although it's Friday, Sunday is coming. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you. We love you. We're going to see you Sunday. We're going to be talking about
you. To find out more information about who we are, our ministries, and our service times, please log on to our website at myglc.org.